Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on CLV 95.5 FM for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the conclusion of the program, we'll be giving away tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 2nd concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Check out our website at www.clevelandpops.com for information about our upcoming concerts and events. Tonight's show will be the second of two shows dedicated to the musicals of Rodgers and Hammerstein. In anticipation of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 2nd concert at Severance Hall, a salute to these great icons of American musical theater. Last week we played music of Oklahoma and South Pacific, so let's start with something from The King and I. This is the immortal Yul Brynner singing the song called A Puzzlement.
When I was a boy, world was better spot. What was so, what was not, now I am a man, world has changed a lot. Something's nearly so, others nearly not. There are times I almost think I am not sure of what I absolutely know. Very often find confusion in conclusion I concluded long ago. In my head are many facts that as a student I had studied to produce. In my head are many facts of which I wish I was more certain. I was sure. Is a puzzlement what to tell a growing son? What, for instance, shall I say to him of women? Shall I educate him on the ancient line? Shall I tell the boy as far as he's able to respect his wives and love his concubines? Shall I tell him everyone is like the other, and the better one of two is really neither? If I tell him this, I think he won't believe it, and I nearly think I don't believe it either. When my father was a king, he was a king who knew exactly what he knew, and his brain was not the thing forever swinging to and fro and fro and to. Shall I then be like my father and be willfully unmovable and strong? Or it's better to be right, or am I right when I believe I may be wrong? Shall I join with other nations in alliance? If allies are weak, am I not best alone? If allies are strong with power to protect me, might they not protect me out of all I own? Is a danger to be trusting one another? One will seldom want to do what other wishes. But unless someday somebody trusts somebody, there'll be nothing left on earth excepting fishes. There are times I almost think nobody's sure of what he absolutely knows. Everybody finds confusion in conclusion he concluded long ago. And it puzzles me to learn that though a man may be in doubt of what he knows, very quickly will he fight, he'll fight to prove that what he does not know is so. Oh, people going mad. Sometimes I think that people not so bad. But no matter what I think, I must go living life. As leader of my kingdom, I must go home. Be father to my children and husband to each wife, etc., etc., and so forth. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I try to live another day. If my Lord in heaven, Buddha, show the way, every day I do my best for one more day. What is a puzzlement?
Fleetin' Pops Orchestra's weekly show, Rhythms and Views, has begun with the music of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. That was A Puzzlement from The King and I, as recorded live on The Ed Sullivan Show in the 1950s, and The King was played by Yul Brynner. Let's stay with The King and I for the beautiful song Something Wonderful, which is my favorite song from the show. The song is sung by one of the minor characters in the show, Lady Tiang. In a reversal of roles, let's listen to my favorite baritone, Bryn Terfel, whom I have featured on many occasions on the show, and this time he's going to sing Something Wonderful.
This is a man who thinks with his heart. His heart is not always wise. This is a man who stumbles and falls, but this is a man who tries. This is a man you forgive and forgive, and help and protect as long as you
Bryn Terfel was heard in Music from the King and I, the beautiful song Something Wonderful from his album of Rodgers and Hammerstein, which is called Something Wonderful. The King and I opened on March 29, 1951 and ran for 1,246 performances. On that note of history, let's take a short pause.
The timeless and tuneful magic of Rodgers and Hammerstein's music and songs will charm your senses and summon friendly spirits when Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra perform A Few of Your Favorite Things at Severance Hall on Friday, February 2nd. Marvel once more at the incomparable enchantment of Carousel, The King and I, Oklahoma, and more of Rodgers and Hammerstein wizardry as Cleveland Pops and guests, soprano Margot Watson and baritone John Shuffle, cast their spell.
There is nothing like a day.
Then listen and watch Spellbound as the 135 voices of the combined choruses of Baldwin Wallace College materialize along with acclaimed dancers Susanna and Tom Evert in an alchemy of sights and sounds that will invoke your pleasure. So much wonderful musical magic, so little time. But Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops promise Rodgers and Hammerstein fans a full and satisfying evening of music they won't soon forget. Don't miss A Few of Your Favorite Things on Friday, February 2nd at Severance Hall. The music begins at 8 p.m., so ensure your timely appearance now. Conjure up tickets by calling 216-231-1111. Or toll-free, 1-800-686-1141. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra summons the spirits of Rodgers and Hammerstein. It's sure to be your favorite thing. On WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com, you're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Topolo.
In anticipation of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's concert on February 2nd, devoted to the shows of Rodgers and Hammerstein, we're playing music of this incredible team. What a legacy they left us. Blockbuster hits like Oklahoma, Carousel, South Pacific, King and I, and Sound of Music. And even the lesser shows are quite wonderful. State Fair, Allegro, Pipe Dream, Cinderella, Flower Drum Song, and Me and Juliet. We'll be hearing many of the excerpts from these shows on our February 2nd concert at Severance Hall. Let's continue now with music from Carousel. This show, which premiered on April 19, 1945, ran for 890 performances. I personally find the storyline in Carousel a little weaker than other of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musicals, but the songs are equally glorious. A piece which is a real tour de force for any baritone is the wonderful soliloquy in which Billy Bigelow lets the audience know of his feelings about becoming a father. Let's listen to Michael Haydn in the 1994 Broadway cast production from the Lincoln Center series. Once again, the music of Richard Rodgers and the lyrics of Oscar Hammerstein.
What he'll think of me, I guess he'll call me the old man. I guess he'll think I can lick every other fella's father. Well, I can. I bet that he'll turn out to be the spitting image of his dad. But he'll have more common sense than his pudding-headed father ever had. I'll teach him to wrestle and dive through a wave when we go in the mornings for a swim. His mother can teach him the way to behave, but she won't make a sissy out of him. Not him, not my boy, not Bill. Bill, my boy Bill, I will see that he's named after me. I will. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to boss him or toss him around. No pot-bellied baggy-eyed bully will boss him around.
I don't give a damn what he does, as long as he does what he likes. He can sit on his tail or work on a rail with a hammer and spikes. He can ferry a boat on a river, or peddle a pack on his back, or work up and down the streets of a town with a whip and a horse and a hack. He can haul a scow along a canal, run a cow around a corral, or maybe bark for a carousel. Course it takes talent to do that well. He might be a champion of heavyweights, or a vet that sells you glue, or president of the United States. Yeah, that'd be all right, too. You know, his mother would like that, huh? But he wouldn't be president if he didn't want to be. Not Bill. My boy Bill, he'll be tall and as tough as a tree. Will Bill, like a tree, he'll grow with his head held high and his feet planted firm on the ground. And you won't see nobody dare to try to force him or toss him around. No fat-bottomed, flabby-faced, pot-bellied, baggy-eyed bastard will force him around. And I'm damned if he'll marry his boss's daughter, a skinny-lipped virgin with blood like water, who give him a peck and call it a kiss, and look in his eyes to a lorgnette. Hey, why am I taking on like this? My kid ain't even been born yet. I can see him when he's 17 or so, and starting to go with a girl. I can give him lots of pointers, very sound, on the way to get around any girl. I can tell him. Wait a minute. What? What the hell? What if he? What if he's a girl? What'll I do with her? What'll I do for her? I'm a bum with no money. You can have fun with a son, but you gotta be a father to a girl. She mightn't be so bad at that. A kid with ribbons in her hair, kind of neat and petite, little tintype of her mother. What a pair! My little girl, pink and white as peaches and cream is she. My little girl, half again as bright as girls are meant to be. Dozens of boys pursue her, many a likely lad does what he can to woo her from her faithful dad. She has a few pink and white young fellas of two and three, but my little girl gets hungry every night, and she comes home to me. I gotta get ready before she comes. I gotta make certain that she won't be dragged up in slums with a lot of bums like me. She's gotta be sheltered and fed and dressed in the best that money can buy. I never steal it or take it or die.
That was Michael Haydn singing the soliloquy from Carousel. The team of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein is being featured on tonight's show. In 1959, the last of these collaborations occurred. This was The Sound of Music, starring Mary Martin and Theodore Bekele. Oscar Hammerstein died 9 months after the opening of the show. His last lyrics were for the lovely song Edelweiss. Let's go back to Bryn Terfel for his rendition of Edelweiss from The Sound of Music.
Blossom of snow, may you bloom and grow, bloom and grow forever. Edelweiss, Edelweiss, bless my homeland forever.
On WCLV 95.5 FM, we've heard Edelweiss from The Sound of Music. The baritone was Bryn Terfel. Let's take a short break.
Oh, would you like to come to a feast of the music of Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein III to be served by Carl Tapolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra? It all happens at Sumptuous Severance Hall on Friday, February 2nd at 8 p.m. This lavish buffet is called A Few of Your Favorite Things, and its tempting dishes will delight your musical palate. You will be treated to appetizing portions of Carousel, King and I, South Pacific, Sound of Music, and Oklahoma, and so many more. Chefs for this tasty affair include zesty soprano Marco Watson, beefy baritone John Shuffle, delicious dancers Susanna and Tom Evert, and the combined choruses of Baldwin Wallace College. It is a recipe for something wonderful. Reserve your tickets now. Call 216-231-1111 or toll-free 1-800-686-1141. Ooh la la, a delectable Cleveland Pops Orchestra feast of Rodgers and Hammerstein. Friday evening, February 2nd at Severance Hall.
On WCLV, Cleveland's classical music station at 95.5 and on the web at WCLV.com, you're listening to Cleveland Pops Rhythms and Views. Once again, here's Carl Tapolo.
Before we play our final selection, it's time for our weekly quiz. I can feel the tension mounting. For two tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 2 salute to Rodgers and Hammerstein at Severance Hall. Just tell me the following. Who played the leading role opposite Julie Andrews in the film version of The Sound of Music? Too easy. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258. To help you think, let's listen to My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music with Julie Andrews as Maria.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver-white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel so bad. Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream-colored ponies and crisp apple strudels, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. In white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into springs. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and then I don't feel.
Our program of Rodgers and Hammerstein has concluded with My Favorite Things from The Sound of Music, as sung by Julie Andrews. Well, maybe the answer wasn't quite so easy. It stumped Jim Merling, our producer. But congratulations to the winner of tonight's concert who did correctly identify Christopher Plummer as the gentleman who played George von Trapp in the movie version of The Sound of Music. Remember him, Jim? Yep, now he nods it. Yep, okay. Anyway, you've won two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 2nd Salute to Rodgers and Hammerstein. We'll be announcing the winner of the contest at the conclusion of the program. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to buy tickets for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's February 2nd concert at Severance Hall and to stop and listen to the music.